Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Okay, Mayo football fans, I'm coming right at you today in my little promo podcast. It's been a tough week for you, I know this. 4 days, 4 retirements, 4 stalwarts with more than 200 championship appearances between them. You're in need of a pick-me-up. You want to spend a good long time in the company of some old friends, hearing familiar voices. Well, good news. If you sign up to the World Service today, you'll hear one of those recent retirees, Tom Parsons, on with Andy Moran, himself only retired as of last year. The two of them chatting away about comebacks, resilience, and their shared love of you, the Mayo football fan.
But we've just got great people in Mayo, with great people in Ireland. Like, I've got some amazing messages from people from every county, from Wicklow to Dublin to Galway to Roscommon, of, you know, who see the struggle and the heartache and wish you well. Like, you know, often we don't actually hear, you know, how people feel about you until you actually have passed or died, you know, and sport is kind of a mini sense of that, you know. You retire and you actually get to hear what people think of you, and people tell you, you know, how you impacted them positively on their lives. So maybe we should try and change the narrative and start telling people how much they mean to you in advance of death. But it's, you know, all those messages, I can't express, you know, how magic they've been to receive.
It's a bond between the Mayo fans and I think other counties struggle with this, because it is nuts. There's no doubt about it. I've seen Paul Galvin writing about, you know, why is their kids coming onto the pitch after league games and stuff like that. And it is a crazy sort of situation. And I think it kind of all boils down to the recession we were in. Our football wasn't going well back in 2008, 2009, 2010. And all of a sudden this team came on and gave us kind of belief, and it kind of just pushed us on. And it did. It's crazy. Like, when Tom was there that day in Limerick, Keane Hanley was actually playing. I didn't start the game. And his marker turns around to me and goes, "This is unreal." And I, like, we were flaking them. And King goes, "What?" And he goes, "We usually play in front of 100, 200 people, you know?" And there was something like 8,000 Mayo people down there. Like, it's crazy. And, like, what my wife, when she just gave birth to her second child, Ollie, who's 3 actually today, a woman that was in the hospital pulls the curtain back and she just turns around to us and she goes, "Thanks for all the great days." She goes, you've given me the best social life, do you know?
So, Mayo supporters, feel like hearing Andy Moran and Tom Parsons tell you how great you are? Come join the World Service for only £5 a month plus VAT today. Tom is also brilliant on whether or not he was the same player after coming back from the serious injury he suffered a couple of years ago. He ruptured 3 ligaments in his knee and tore the 4th one, tore a calf muscle off the bone, tore his hamstring, dislocated his knee. It was horrible stuff, really. So he did unbelievably well to get back from that one at all. And serious leg injuries were a theme on the World Service this week, as US Murph told us the amazing story of the Washington quarterback Alex Smith.
Got sacked by 2 Houston Texans and had his leg twisted and broken in the most mangled and grotesque fashion. Even worse than the Joe Theismann injury, the bone was completely compound sticking out of his leg. You couldn't look away. People ill to look at him. with the leg twisted and mangled beyond visual sort of acceptability. And then when he had it surgically repaired, it went poorly. He had infection after infection after infection. He had to get transferred to a military hospital where they do, you know, where they, Walter Reed, where they treat bomb victims from, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan and people who lose limbs. And it became a story where it was like, boy, I hope Alex Smith. Then there was a life-threatening illness where they said there was a 24-hour period where he almost, his life was in danger. They had to call in the family, the infection. Then they were going to amputate the leg and the family had to make a decision. And he decided to try to keep it as mangled as it was, and then do a long 2-year rehabilitation that again involved him working with military veterans and limb losing veterans, and basically having the most, I don't know, metallic halo cast on his leg for 2 years. And ESPN did a big special on him in the spring of 2020 saying that he wanted to come back and play football. And everybody's like, first of all, the special was amazing. Everybody was in tears just to see him back with his family. And he's such a good guy. And they said, but everybody said, don't play football, Alex, don't play football. And they said, don't worry, he's not going to play. He's the third stringer. Washington had drafted a quarterback named Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State, who was supposed to be their guy. Well, Dwayne Haskins winds up being a disaster. He's terrible. He doesn't study the playbook. They have to bench him. They put in his backup. His backup gets hurt. And who has to come running on the field? Alex Smith. And Owen takes him to the playoffs. So it's Alex Smith versus Tom Brady on Saturday night. Ugh. I don't know if there's a soul alive other than Tom Brady's immediate family who's rooting for the Buccaneers in that game. That one is Alex and Washington all the way.
Those two teams did at least make the playoffs. The most high-profile team to miss out were the Dallas Cowboys, much to the amusement of Stephen A. Smith. Is this the most obnoxious trolling laugh in sports punditry?
Didn't I tell you?
I don't know. Yeah, man. There is always Jamie Carragher, after all. No. I'm still giving it to Stephen A. Yeah, that's the one. Okay, we'd love to have you on board for a new year of independent broadcasting on the Second Captain's World Service. Hell, you don't even have to be a Mayo fan to sign up. SecondCaptains.com is the place to do it. Fiverr a month plus VAT. Thanks for listening.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.